2023-04, which is an ordinance to amend the code of Sussex County in regard to solar farm conditional uses.
Mr. Chairman, so we had a public hearing on this. We took in some information. There was some, I don't know if there was any opposition. There were folks that wanted it to become just a permitted use without a conditional use. And there was also some constructive comments. Unless there's any discussion on it, I have a motion I could read for you all to consider, however you want to handle it.
I just wanted, I read through this motion. I just want to make sure the one thing that it does say, it makes it so that with the landscaping, that it doesn't necessarily have to have landscaping if there's.
Right, because that's what, that provided, however, the setbacks and our buffer may be increased or waived due to particular site-related conditions. So, right, if you're up against woods or whatever, you know, you don't have to have it. So that becomes a site-specific question when they come in for conditional use.
That's, okay, that's, I thought it was, but I just thought, well, I will ask the expert.
I have just one question, I'm sorry. We already have it in our our ordinance now for the abandonment, right? That's already in place. Does that still need to be added?
Yeah, oh, yes, in the ordinance, right, because it's not addressed in here.
Okay.
Because these are just tweaks to it.
Okay.
So in the ordinance itself.
I know you, yeah. Your motions have been saying that,
yeah.
But I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
Okay, so you know, let me just go ahead and read it. Okay, it's the motion that the commission recommend approval of the ordinance to provide for solar farm conditional uses with recommendations based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the county has seen a lot of applications for large-scale solar facilities recently. Unlike other examples of similar applications like borrow pits, campgrounds, and other codified uses, there is no set of standards in our zoning code for these solar farm applications. This ordinance will codify the typical conditions that the county has placed upon solar farm applications, and that will provide uniformity and predictability as to how they are considered. Two, this ordinance is consistent with our comprehensive plan's directive to encourage the development of renewable energy from a utility level standpoint. Three, there was no opposition to the ordinance, only constructive comments on ways to improve it. Four, the application is subject to the following suggested revisions to the text of the ordinance. A, the words, quote, a landscaped, close quote, should be added in line 64 of the ordinance prior to the words, quote, buffer strip, close quote. B, a new sentence should be added at line 65 before the final sentence to clarify how the buffer is measured, stating, quote, these measurements shall be taken from the property line to the nearest point of the solar panels or their support structures, period, close quote. C, revise the sentence at line 65 to confirm that waivers from the buffer strip requirement are possible in appropriate circumstances so that this sentence now reads, or now states, quote, provided, comma, however, comma, that the setbacks and or buffering may be increased or waived due to particular site-related conditions. D, revise line 118 so that it now states, quote, solar panels and similar uses that are accessory to or ancillary to the principal or permitted use, et cetera, close quote. And E, the phrase, quote, and not used for commercial purposes, close quote, should be deleted from line 119. This is the so moved.
So moved.
Yeah.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of ordinance number 23-04 with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Hoy-Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you.